Next item on the agenda, public hearing. Proposed amendments to Regulation 4 VAC 20910 pertaining to horseshoe crab. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Inasmuch as I'm active at the interstate level as an advocate for this fishery, I'm going to recuse myself from the discussion and the vote. I would like to say that I appreciate all the work staff has done to work together with the industry to address the issues that are addressed in this hearing.
Thank you. Record will sign that, please. Good afternoon. Thank you, ma'am.
What I've just passed out is a new draft regulation. There are only a few clerical changes from the one that you received in your packets. This is a public hearing for horseshoe crab. It was advertised, and staff has received no written public comments to date. A little bit of brief background. There are three primary license or harvest levels in Virginia right now. The largest, the horseshoe crab endorsement license, can harvest up to 5,000 crabs per day. The restricted endorsement license with 2,000 crabs per day, restricted to using crab dredge gear, and the bycatch permit with 500 crabs per day. That includes hand harvest, which has its own permit sort of for that gear type, if you will. When 50% of that commercial quota has been taken, those landing limits are reduced in half. In 2009, we closed on August 17th. The overage was originally estimated at over 15,000 horseshoe crabs. So our 2010 quota was adjusted accordingly. However, after all those data were finalized, and our delinquent reports were added from those hearings that we'd had in the following months, the overage was much larger, which means we have an additional 19,724 crabs that need to be paid back during the 2011 horseshoe crab season. In the 2010 season, we closed even earlier on June 28th. Despite all the changes we had made since the 2009 season, it was still harvested very quickly. Landings totaled 139,000 horseshoe crabs, so we did have a small overage of less than 2,000 crabs. less than 25 harvesters harvested the entire quota in that short amount of time. So that overage combined with our remaining 2009 overage needs to be deducted from the 2011 quota, which will give us about 130,933 horseshoe crabs for 2011. Staff met with horseshoe crab industry members twice on March 8th and March 28th of this year. Based on those meetings and staff findings, we came up with a few amendments that I'll go over in detail. The first is just simply the horseshoe crab payback from the last 2 year overages. So our 2011 harvest quota will be 130,933 horseshoe crabs. The second is to require all horseshoe crab harvesters to call in on a daily basis. This helps us a large amount with our quota tracking. Currently, only those high level of harvesters have to call in daily. And our lower level, or our bycatch harvesters, a lot of that data gets captured with our buyer's reports. However, several of our harvesters at that level actually retail their sales or sell it directly without going to a buyer. That data that we don't usually get until the month later, so there is a delay in that process. With all of these additional call-ins, we do propose to simplify that process. Currently, endorsement licensees actually have to call twice, both to law enforcement and our interactive voice response system. We're proposing that they would only need to call law enforcement, then the additional bycatch harvesters could call our voice response system, and staff could put those two together. Also, we would reduce the initial landing limits for the restricted and the unrestricted horseshoe crab endorsement licensees by 50%. If we don't restrict those, our reduced 2011 quota could be taken in 26 trips by our highest license level. And with those reductions, like I said, that would be 2,500 horseshoe crabs for the regular endorsement license and 1,000 horseshoe crabs per day for the restricted license. In response sort of to that lowering, we'll also adjust the landing limit triggers from 50% back up to 80%. This is where they were previously 2 years ago. Also initiate a license and permit moratorium for new entrants to the fishery beginning May 1st, 2011, and establish a control date as December 31st, 2010, to serve as a basis for any sort of future developments on the horseshoe crab fishery. Our final amendment today is to sub-allocate the annual quota by gear type. This is probably what we spent the most time in our industry meetings discussing, basically breaking our total quota into four gear categories, 42% of which would go to dredge gear, 13% to trawl gear, 23% to hand harvester, and 22% to pound net and any additional gears. Those percentages, which you can see there in Table 1, came from both historical landings and were sort of tweaked from that by our two industry meetings. In general, those top two gear categories, dredge and trawl, are generally taken or used by endorsement license holders, so they're going to be bringing in more per trip. And the bottom two, hand harvest and that pound net other category, are bycatch harvesters, so they would be bringing in 500 per day. Staff recommends adopting draft regulation 4 VAC 20-900-10 that includes the following amendments, which we just went over in detail. Any questions?
Mr. Lane?
If the proposal is adopted, how many trips would that result in?
Depends on license type. That would be 52.
Double the number. Okay.
That was using the highest license category. We also have, you know, the lower license categories, which would be much more.
Further questions, sir? Anyone else? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard, pro or con, in the audience on this matter? Good afternoon, sir.
My name is Aaron Matthews, Shinkatig, Virginia.
You have to be sworn to the public hearing.
There is one additional rule I'd like for you all to consider, and it's for safety purposes and for the ongoing beach that we could possibly lose in the future. Instead of having 500 crabs per boat per card, can you all decide maybe go 500 per card per day? That way we can partner up. And you, as you all well know, at nighttime, anything could happen to you if you're by yourself. You could get in trouble quick. So if you're with a partner, you know, you might have a chance to get out of any kind of danger or whatever. Plus, if there's 14 boats out there and they decide to pair up, it would leave 7 boats that would be less attention to our beaches at the time that we're at now. So I'm just asking you to go to 500 per card per day, and there would be no loopholes of getting around it. So I mean, it's daily catch. So that's all. Okay. I'd like to add.
Staff got a comment on that? Joe?
Mr. Matthews came before me earlier about this. It's agreeable to it to go 500 per licensee per day, with the stipulation that we would put a vessel limit in place at 1,000, so that no more than two could double up. We don't want to have this kind of get out of hand. We are in a situation where we want to keep this quota under control this year and not go over for a third year in a row due to concerns with larger management issues coastwide with horseshoe crabs. We're already under the spotlight.
What was Mr. Matthews' response to you when you all discussed that?
He is agreeable. I believe in looking at the advertisement for today's public notice, though.
It would allow it.
Sir?
It would allow it.
I'm not sure it would, sir. I think this would have to be an additional item for May, but as they're about to go into a closed season from May 1st to June 7th, it wouldn't have a major impact.
It would or would not?
It would not until after June 7th by getting this ruling done. So we could have a hearing on this one item in May just to get that squared away before the June 7th date comes around.
Well, my colleague reminds me, and just y'all help me out a little bit, that it's less restrictive. If it's less restrictive,
then it would be your call.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Anyone else in the audience wish to be heard on the matter? Matters before the commission. Mr. Bowden.
I attended both industry hearings.
And, thank you.
And they were very good. The second one was a lot more cordial than the first. The first was a little lag for a man with two hearing aids, I will say. But I think, you know, we came to this agreement. Everybody left not happy but satisfied. I've heard comments since the people wanted things changed, but they should have mentioned it that night. I think the main concern was going from 50% up, and now we're advertising 80%. I mean, part of this would be 80% before we cut to half. I think Mr. Matthews has a very good point. I think that with the restrictions suggested by Joe, two cards to the boat, because it is dangerous. And in all fairness, we need less intrusion on the Park Service and wildlife. The less boats, the better, because they're scrutinizing everything that happens out there, looking to take jurisdiction away from the state. So I think that's a very good idea. I also think one thing we discussed that you've kind of touched on, in the future we may need a moratorium permit type, most especially for the hand harvester segment, because that's open to everyone. And we can foresee problems in the future, and that's something that y'all can work for long after I'm gone. But
okay,
I'd like, when it comes time, I'll make a motion.
I think it's time's now.
I move that we take staff recommendation with the addition of allowing two permits per vessel with a limit of no more than 1,000.
Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Matthews, for that idea. Deal.